On July 5, 2008, the Heart Touch Tour of the Supreme Master Qinghai Eden on Earth Arts Gallery Exhibition opened at Inga in Taipei County, organized by the Love Ocean Creative International Company. The exhibit continues until July 31st at the Xing Taiwan Arts Workshop Center in Taipei, Formosa, or Taiwan. The gallery's debut featured photographs taken by Supreme Master Qinghai during the making of her number one international best-selling book, The Noble Wilds. Supreme Master Qinghai had graciously accepted the invitation as the guest of honor to join the inaugural tea party via live video conference, which opened with a heartwarming puppet show about saving our planet, based on the characters from Supreme Master Qinghai's other number one international best-selling book, The Birds in My Life. During the live video conference, Supreme Master Qinghai answered questions from the guests, noted professionals, and leaders of their fields who had been moved and inspired by her books. A world-renowned humanitarian and spiritual teacher, Supreme Master Qinghai has dedicated herself to the future of the planet and its inhabitants. Throughout the years, she has encouraged a balanced life in harmony with nature, which includes a vegetarian, meaning animal-free diet. Her example of compassion for all beings has been shown through her act of concern for their existence, for the preservation of their habitat, and for the greater environment. In her responses to panelists during the live video conference, Supreme Master Qinghai brought forth new clarity to the dialogue, going to the root of climate change to reveal the one eternal message for humankind's survival, and that is love. Today, Supreme Master Television presents a rebroadcast of Part 4 of Heart Touch Tour of the Supreme Master Qinghai Eden on Earth Arts Gallery Exhibition with guest of honor, Supreme Master Qinghai.
接下来要问问题是中华 UFO 科学会理事长、台湾代表考古学家、台北医学大学云林科大世新兼任教授、台大医学院特约讲座教授、财团法人台湾生物科技开发基金会董事长、台湾日月同心有限公司产品技术顾问江煌龙先生。
师父好，我是业余研究 UFO 外星人我们今天谈很多健康的问题，其实灵性的提升可能才是最根本的。师父在《疗愈健康》这本书的第一个章节就提到，要开展身心灵全部潜能，要进入整个宇宙的能量的宝库。我为什么这样讲呢？我们今天在推动事实的观念，不要吃肉。可是我们看到前几天牛肉大举进入台湾来，还举行吃牛肉的比赛，让整个牛肉的价位一直在下降。你无法叫我们的政府停止牛肉进口，因为这是有关政治的问题跟国际贸易的问题。你唯一的方法只有告示这一群生产牛肉大举倾销全世界各地的这一群人，告诉他们你们这样做是不对的。
是
人类的灵性只有整个提高才有救，否则会像师父这本《疗愈健康》28页所提到的，火星人怎么灭亡的。火星过去有生命，因为破坏生态跟今天地球人一样，所以火星表面的生命都灭亡，就躲到火星的内部，维持剩下非常的少，这是非常重要的。所以在这边讲的说怎么样拯救地球，第五个方法是祈祷。很多人问我为什么要祈祷，祈祷是发射电波告示逼我们高科技的这些外星人，跟他们讲我们地球人自己要救自己，可是我们能力不够，我们很诚心自救，请你们来帮我们忙。就好像师父跟野生动物相处得很好，野生动物如果要拜托师父的话，一定要放射电波，你丢好多东西给我吃，对不对？然后我们要拜托外星人来帮忙我们的话，一定要不断的祷告，那他三不五时可能会丢一个好东西给我们。那师父既然能够跟野生的动物相处得那么好，那么可能要教教我们怎么样更比我们更高等的这些宇宙的生灵来相处。因为据我所了解，整个太阳系的每一个星球都有外星人。就像师父讲的，美国登陆月球为什么看不到外星人？因为它是一团能量体， 是一个透明的能量体。所以我们第一个问题，我们怎么样跟宇宙的生灵相处？第二个就是说，根据师父所了解的，整个宇宙的生灵目前生活的水平到底是怎么样？请跟我们指示，谢谢。
OK， 很有意思。你有没有看到 UFO 啊？
对啊，看过。
有哈？
有看过。
哇哦，那个就 very lucky， yeah。
Thank you,
我也有看到一次呢，在美国。OK， 有关第一个问题 ，How can we live peacefully together with other beings in the universe？ Very good question。You see, Mr. Chang， first， we must live peacefully with each other here on our planet。Then in the future, others from different galaxies will openly visit us and make friendly contact. Before that, I'm afraid they might stay away. And for now, they'd rather stay away to be safe. They are afraid of us. Because as I told you in the other seminar the other day of last week, yeah?Even the saints who do no harm, who come to our planet and teach us good things, and logically speaking, they do only good, they say only good things, and they speak our planetary languages even, and even then, we have killed them. We have harmed many of them, most of them, in the past.So, up to now, any living beings from other planets are a little wary of us and trying to keep their distance. We only have to be vegetarian and to do good things. Be vegetarian and helping each other, that's all we need to do. And the planet disaster will cease to exist and cease to zero.All the disaster, including natural disaster, are man-made. Man-made in a sense that it is produced out of the negative energy that we have generated for centuries or millions of years. As we sow, so shall we reap. If you do some bad things, the bad consequence,will return to us sooner or later. So, we don't really need aliens, to be honest. And even if I pray for them to come, I can do that. Or we can do that. We can pray together and they will be touched and they will come. But what will they do for us? Huh? They will tell you the same. Okay, just stop killing each other. Stop harming the innocents.And doing good things. And then maybe we can help you. So in order to have their help even, we should be good first. We should be up to their standard. We should be in coordination with the universal energy, the loving law of nature. We're violating it time again and again. By killing each other, by killing our co-inhabitants, by destroying needlessly,the resources of the planet. We are exploiting it beyond imagination, beyond reparation, beyond endurance, beyond the limit capacity to reproduce and repairing of our patient, beautiful, loving planet. So just do the two simple things.And we don't even need anybody to help. You don't even need to follow me. You don't even have to change your religion. Just be vegetarian and do good. That's all there is. How difficult can it be? It's very easy. Every child can do that. And we are big, we are adult, we understand, we have intelligent power, we should do it. It's very easy to replace that piece of meat with a piece of vegetarian protein. It tastes similar, it's the same, it's nutritious, it's better, it's healthier. And we save a lot of energy, a lot of nutrition, a lot of medicine, a lot of health problem, a lot of heartbreak. Just to replace that piece of meat with tofu or any other vegetarian protein, nowadays we have plenty. Now for your second question, just to tell you for your information, yeah? Just in our galaxy, okay? The universe is big. I'm just talking in our galaxy. It's nearer, it's easier. And that's enough even. Because in the whole universe, it is a similar replica of our galaxy, more or less. So in our galaxy alone, there are countless of planets similar to us. Yeah, similar inhabitants like us here on Earth. Most of them have higher living standards than ours. Flying cars or such instruments are very common and normal for their lifestyle on those planets. Hence, no petrol needed. What luck, huh? Over there, they don't even care about that. They are all vegans, you know, those higher developed planets. They are all vegans, meaning vegetarians with no touch of animals product, no trace of animals blood on their diet. And they live purely by love and the power of the divine. They are always in communion with the divine, and at peace within themselves, and at peace with one another. They travel by thought, yeah, and even individually also, by flying belts around their waist, or just a disc under their feet, or even something in their hand, around their body, for example, yeah. Just push a button and they go. That is physically. I'm talking about physical planet, huh? I'm not talking about invisible planet like higher dimension of spiritual beings, no. These highly developed spiritual beings, they don't even need any disc, any belt, or any UFO, huh? I'm talking about physical planets, similar to ours, yeah? They have UFO, of course, you know, they have the disc that they can fly together, they have flying car, they have individual flying belts, flying disc, etc., etc. Different planets have different developments and different things to offer to people, yeah? So in most of such highly developed world, people do not toil for food. They don't have to work for a living. Least of all having to kill any living being to eat. That is for them, is below dignity, beyond imagination. So their nourishments are simple and few. Some do not even depend on food to live. The citizens of those highly developed planets contribute what they like and what they are able to do for the common good of all, without payment or reward. They all work together in peace, in perfect understanding and cooperation. There's no competition for a higher job or better promotion the way we do here. If there is any competition at all, it would be just for pure entertainment and pleasure, just done out of love. And the leaders are revered absolutely and selected by virtue and capability, and not by campaign or publicity. They don't need to spend any penny to advertise for themselves or go in from one city to the next to tell people how good they are and so on and so forth. Because in such a developed planet, everyone's moral and mental standard is transparent by their shades, intensities of light that surrounding them, and everyone can observe it. So, if you are good and virtuous, the light around you will be bright and colorful and beautiful. Everyone will see your virtue inside out. There's no secrecy, no shadow, no hidden agenda. There's no amassed wealth and possession, because each one of the citizens of these kind of societies manifests what he needs according to his or her own power of merits and virtues. In any case, their needs are few, and they are satisfied from inside, so there's no greed and desire for outer fulfillment. Everyone feels they have all that they need. Even if they don't, then there is a common store or common area where everything is available in plenty, and anyone can take anything they need without question. There's no guards, no locks, yeah, no condition for this kind of common store. Mostly the people, if they ever need, in some society they do need, some societies they don't, but mostly if they ever need anything from that common good storage, then they just take it so that they can complete some task to serve the common good of all, not to amass anything for themselves or for their own desire even. So, because they are always, always happy. Yeah, and they are connected with their divine nature and that of the universe. If somehow we have the fortune to know this kind of planet or this kind of developed being, then the happiness and peace of that planet or of those people will make us feel such an ache to be there and not care so much for the gain and blame of this world. We will just leave this world any time if we have a chance to join them. But as we are not as developed as they are, spiritually, mentally, and psychologically, virtually, some of us are not. So we cannot be so close to them, nor that we cannot join them, nor that our planet could be ranked as one of them. So they are waiting eagerly. They've been transmitting messages to us that we should develop more so that we can catch up with the whole galaxy system, and that they're always standing by to help us to elevate our level of spiritual understanding and mental capability as well as technology. But they have only been standing by because we are not ready. And they will not force their will upon us either. They are waiting, waiting, and waiting for us to be ready. So long as we do not choose to live according to high universal standard, we will have difficulty in finding peace within ourselves, much more so with other beings in the universe. We will be out of touch with our neighboring planet's citizens. Thus, we do not know their existence. However, it's not difficult to change all this. It is easy. It is easy to bring our dream into reality. We will just have to return to our original loving self, because that's what we are. We are love. We are divine. We are compassion. We are all the best in the universe. It's just we forget. And consuming meat, taking wine, bringing intoxicants and drugs into our body will only help us to go further and further and further from the very peaceful world that we so dream of, that we so much want to live with. So please just turn back. Forsake whatever that burdens our hearts and embrace a noble life that we envision. A peace, loving being should live and live that life. We must live that life. We should not dream about it. We should live it. Whatever we imagine heaven should be, we must live it. Then the planet will be heaven. We imagine that heaven is a place for peace, love, cooperation in all beings. That's what it is. And if we have peace and love for all beings around us, then our place becomes heaven. It's so simple. Okay? We have been told since thousands or millions of years how to achieve that heavenly vision. But we haven't done it. Not completely. Maybe a little partially. So if some of us forgot, I take the privilege to remind you again. Very simple. Be a vegetarian. Be loving and kind. Be forgiving. And if possible at all, be a bearer of light. Meaning, be enlightened. And if you don't know how, I can also remind you to be enlightened. Or our association member can help you with that. Or go find any of the enlightened person who is willing to help you. But even if you are not interested in being enlightened at all, just be vegetarian, doing good things, being forgiving. That should be absolutely enough. Yeah, to safeguard your life on earth and to safeguard a humble place in heaven. Everything else will automatically follow. All the goodness, all the virtues will follow after that. Vegetarian, do good. Forgive. Thank you.
Thank you, Master.
接下来要提问的嘉宾是新太原艺术工坊设计师江玲君小姐。师傅你好。你好。我只有一个问题，而且这个问题比较没有那么严肃了啊。 那我想请教师父的是，你如何常常去保持一个年轻的心？是不是因为你常常保持这个心灵的宁静，以及就是跟这个万物就是野生的动物在一起，所以就造就成说，你给动物的爱是一种呼应，所以让你的心情以及你的外表是这么年轻呢？谢谢。
That's the best question so far. I like it. I like it when somebody say that I'm young and beautiful. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Still very beautiful, Master.
I like to hear that more often. Mrs. Chiang, you see, maybe all that you listed and more. And meditation...and guilt-free lifestyle and vegetarian diet. I really don't know how I stay young, or am I still young or not. I'm too busy to even think of those things. But if you think I'm young, then I love to hear that. I'm just joking, yes. The outer appearance actually doesn't matter so much. Because we live in this world, we would more or less be influenced by our environment and collective atmosphere and the negative or positive energy of this world. And so much negative, so much. Sometimes outweigh the positive. So we get old, we get sick also, like everyone else. Because as long as we live in this world, we have the so-called collective share of the burdens of everyone else. And it's called sympathetic response. If we love someone, we sometimes share the pain and sorrow of their fate. It's often happened like that. Even physical pain, emotional pain, we automatically share with someone we love. And I love all the people. Nevertheless,Our real self is forever young and live eternally. So I'm not worried about staying young or not. But thank you for your compliment. I really like that.
Thank you, 师父.
Thank you.
Still very beautiful, Master.
Thank you, thank you. You know, it's a camera. The camera that makes you look beautiful. And the clothes, yeah? The clothes that I design make me look beautiful. It will make you look beautiful too. And I have taught you how to make yourself beautiful. I have. There is even a DVD for that. Is that not so? Yes, okay. So if you want to look beautiful and young, go look for that DVD. I have no secret. I don't keep anything for myself. By the way, you know, you should bless yourself, have good rest, eat vegetarian, relax with yoga, meditation or prayers, yeah? And treat your family with love, then you have a loving family that helps you to stay young and happy also. And if you love an animal, have an animal or two, they love you no end, that makes you also happy, yes. And do some exercise, yeah? Yeah.And now and again, go out with husband, put on some makeup. It's very simple. I have taught you how to make yourself beautiful in just 3 minutes. Okay, thank you. Everyone can look beautiful and young. Put some cream on when you go out in the sun, okay? So the sun don't burn your skin. Yeah, and put some cream at night to protect and to nourish your skin. All this is helping to...Keep you young and beautiful. I mean, partially.
接下来是最后一个问题，是由熊宝贝画室艺术创作者苏淑敏小姐所提问的。
哎，师父你好，身为一个艺术创作者呢，我认为你在《高贵的野生》这一本书里有很多照片呈现出来，就像我目前看到印象派那些大师笔下的名作一样，非常漂亮。那在这边呢，我有两个问题我想请问一下师父。第一个问题是，请问通常你在什么样的一个情境之下会激发你想要创作？那第二个问题是，你的作品甚至你的照片常常会触动我想要创作的灵感，请问我可以以你为题材来创作吗？比如说当我阅读你的著作那一本我的狗宝贝下册171页的时候，我强烈感受到恩宠两个字，那一种纯净的感觉会让我很强烈感受到上帝疼爱我们的恩宠，会让我忍不住想要动笔画下来。谢谢。
Thank you. Good for you. I'm glad that you like it and that my artistic creation helped to inspire you. To answer your question, number one, under what circumstance that I feel inspired to do artistic creation? These things just happens, yeah? I do not go to any lengthor anywhere to search for inspiration. Sometimes it comes unasked, unexpected. Others, due to outer stimuli, like many artists have this luck, yeah, this chance. When we see something beautiful outside, we feel stimulated, we feel inspired to create something of our own, or to record the beauty of nature.That we have just witnessed and share it with others. However, as my life, you would know, busy life, sometimes I am quite inspired, but the moment passed because there are so much obligation, physical work, mental work, and spiritual work to take care at that time. So later, the inspiration is lost. Or maybe...I have all the workload again and then no chance to retrieve it. And you're welcome to do as you please, yeah? That's your second question. You do what you please. You paint what you want. You base your inspiration on whatever pleases you and make you happy. As long as it doesn't trouble anyone, why not? And you just want to offer the world some pleasure. And that should be so.You are in a free world. So express what you feel like. Good luck and much joy in your artistic vision. And thanks for the compliment. I love you.
I love you too, Master. Thank you for your inspirations.
You're welcome, love. Are you happy with my answer, love?
Yes, Master. She is very happy.
Good, good, good. And continue to do what you like.、Yeah?
师父，谢谢，我爱你。
谢谢师父，我们的问答部分就到此告一段落。最后，是不是请师父为我们做一个总结？
我的总结就是祝福大家出去喝茶、吃饼干，and enjoy the rest of the beautiful day.I thank you, all of you, for being present, for being supportive, for being a diligent organizers for this event, out of your love and concern for the planet and all beings on this planet. May God bless you. May God bless your loved one, your family, your friends, and all your noble intentions.May love overfill Taiwan. My God, bless Taiwan, because I feel you are trying hard to be good. You're trying hard to be vegetarian and encourage everyone else to be vegetarian. Even your government is taking lead in this. I thank them for their leadership in this noble endeavor to save the planet.I'm looking forward to see more and more of your co-citizen to walk in the same way that you do, to walk the way of love, the way of compassion. And together we will be able to save the planet. I hope Taiwan exists forever so that I might have a chance to come back and visit you and your wonderful people and your beautiful country. God bless Taiwan. God bless our planet. Please do your best to save it.
谢谢师父。最后我们要说的是 ，Master, we love you.
We love you, Master.
I love you. Thank you all. Thank you all. Be blessed and be loved. So long.Be a vegetarian. Be loving and kind. Be forgiving. And if possible at all, be a bearer of light. Meaning, be enlightened.
Thank you for joining us for today's rebroadcast of the live video conference Heart Touch Tour of the Supreme Master Ching Hai Eden on Earth Arts Gallery Exhibition with guest of honor Supreme Master Ching Hai. Golden Age Technology is up next after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. Farewell for now, and heaven bless.